This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was today accorded a ceremonial reception in Vienna, Austria. He will be holding bilateral talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer. Later, the Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian diaspora in Vienna. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi reached Vienna from Moscow on the second leg of his two-nation visit yesterday. He was given a warm welcome from members of the Indian community upon his arrival. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Nehammer for welcoming him and said that the strong India-Austria friendship will get even stronger in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi also said that he is looking forward to their upcoming discussions and that both nations will continue working together to further global good. Chancellor Nehammer also expressed his delight and said it is a pleasure and honor to become Prime Minister Modi to welcome Prime Minister Modi to Austria. Voting is underway for the polls in 13 assembly seats across 7 states of West Bengal, Punjab, Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. The polling began at 7 a.m. The results of the assembly by polls will be declared on 13th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, brisk polling is reported in the by-poll for the assembly constituency at Vikravandi today. The constituency was vacant after the death of DMK legislator N. Pugazhanti on the 6th of April this year. Meanwhile, a 6-member election commission team headed by senior deputy election commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma is reaching Ranchi this evening for a 2-day tour to Jharkhand to review election preparedness in the state. Jharkhand assembly election is due to be held later this year. The Supreme Court today said that a Muslim woman is entitled for maintenance from her husband under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The bench comprising Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Augustine George Massey dismissed a petition in a case in which the man filed a plea against the direction to pay interim maintenance to his divorced wife under Section 125 CRPC. The bench also ruled that if, during the pendency of the application, the woman gets divorced, then she can take recourse to the Protection of Rights on Marriage 2019 Act. The bench said that the Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Divorce Act 1986 would not prevail over the secular law. The bench stated that the remedy under the 2019 Act is in addition to the remedy under Section 125 CRPC. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 18 people were killed and 19 injured when a double-decker bus rammed into a milk tanker on the Lucknow-Agra expressway near Bangarmau in Unnao district this morning. The bus was going to Delhi from Sitamarhi in Bihar. The impact of the collision was so huge that the bus was almost pulverized and people were flung out of the vehicle. Police and other emergency personnel rushed to the site to extricate victims and transport the injured to hospitals. Unnao SP Siddharth Shankar Meena has informed that the injured are being treated at the district hospital, while 5 injured passengers have been referred to Lucknow for better treatment. In cricket, Indian men's team will lock horns with Zimbabwe in the third T20 match of the 5-match series at Harare Sports Club this evening. Both the teams have won 1 match each in the 5-match series. In Uttarakhand, traffic has been blocked after a massive landslide near the Patal Ganga Langsi Tunnel on the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district. All pilgrims heading to the Badrinath Yatra have been asked to stop at the safer places. The Indian Met Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsular India during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will prevail over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim in the northeast and over Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat in the west and south peninsular India in the next 3 to 4 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that with a slight shift in the cyclonic circulation, very heavy rainfall conditions will descend over parts of Bihar as well as in the coming days. Meanwhile, flood situation is worsening day by day in the Tarai region of Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister Jiten Prasad, will visit Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Khiri districts today, which are most affected by the flood fury. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.